Hello everyone, thanks for pressing play. You are watching a brand new episode of Excalibur CCG TV. We are Excalibur Comics, Cards, and Games here in Shreveport, Louisiana, as well as in Texarkana, Texas. And you can always find out what's going on with us at our website, www.excaliburccg.com. I am Chris, my co-host Buzz is here, the dynamic duo is still together. And guys, what we do is we get you ready for Wednesday. We get you ready for Wednesday so you know what's coming out, what looks appealing, what looks interesting, and we're getting you ready for May 27, 2015 with the awesome comics that are going to be hitting the shelf for that week. Are you excited, sir?
I'm so excited. I can hardly contain myself.
I can tell. I can just see it right there.
Oh my gosh, I'm about to explode. If I didn't have this hat on, I would just be...
That's the only thing keeping it in.
Only thing keeping me together.
That's awesome, man. Guys, listen, thanks for watching. We've broken 600 subs. We really appreciate that. All of our listeners on iTunes and Stitcher, thank you very much for listening. We really appreciate that. Please take a moment to share our videos. We really appreciate it. Like I said, we really try to get you ready for Wednesday, inform you what's coming up, what looks good, what looks interesting. Also, quick announcement, don't forget, GeekedCon is still coming up in August, and you can get tickets here and at our Texarkana store as well. The weekend passes or day passes, whichever ones you would like, we have those available here for you to pick up. So stop by, say hi, get some tickets for the con, and enjoy yourself at the con especially. And that's it for the preliminary stuff, guys. We got a ton of stuff to talk about. We are going to dive straight into it because we've got new number ones, we've got Convergence, we've got Secret Wars. Da 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 da. So there we go. It's already proven to be just a ton of work, but we always do that for you guys. Let's start it off. This is probably one of the most anticipated things to hit the shelves in a while, especially if you are an Alan Moore fan. And I am talking about Providence number one from Avatar Press. This is Alan Moore's next long form. It's not really long form. It's a 12-issue maxi series that's coming from Avatar Press, entirely written by Alan Moore and entirely drawn by Jason Burroughs. And from what I've read about this particular series, it's all done. It's completely written. Jason Burroughs has drawn it all. He spent the past 2 years drawing this to the exacting detail that only Alan Moore brings to a script. I have heard of him having like 100-page scripts for a 22-page comic. Just crazy stuff like that because he is so he knows what he wants to be seen on the page. But this takes a look at Alan Moore deconstructing some of H.P. Lovecraft's concepts and reinventing them. And this is going to be like Alan Moore's Watchmen of horror. That's what they're describing this as.
It's a sequel and a prequel to the Neonomicon, the previous miniseries that he came out with. It was a 4-issue miniseries. He also did a prequel to that, which was I forget what it was called.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
But yeah, there was a 2-issue series.
Okay.
And then a 4-issue series. So
of all of the twisted stuff.
But it all comes back to Lovecraft.
Yeah, exactly. So this is going to be Alan Moore doing what he wants to do with even more H.P. Lovecraft stuff. Providence number one is set in 1919. It blends mythical visions of Lovecraft stuff with racial and sexual intolerance that was going on in that era on the East Coast of America. And this is what we get. It's the Watchmen of Horror. This is going to be his grand take on horror, kind of through the lens and interpretation of H.P. Lovecraft stuff that he's done in the past. But what I really, really like about this is it's done. So We should have a monthly boom, boom, boom. Hopefully no delays or anything like that. And for all of you Alan Moore fans, there we go. I'm going to be checking it out. I didn't see Neonomicon or any of the other stuff. I never read any of that. But I got to get on board. I got to see what he's going to do with this.
If it's anything like the previous two, it's disturbing.
To say the least.
Just be ready. It'll be on the top shelf.
Away from the kids. What's next for you, bro?
The next book is The First Rule of Fight Club is You Don't Talk About Fight Club. Back to you, Chris.
That's it. No. Boom.
Fight Club 2, number 1.
Yes.
We pick up as our Some Imaginary Friends Never Go Away. 10 years after starting Project Mayhem, he lives a mundane life. A kid, wife, pills to keep his destiny at bay, but that won't last long. The wife has seen to that.
Did you read the Free Comic Book Day
Mm-mm.
issue? it had an interesting story for this. So if it continues from there, I'm like, yes, I want to see more.
I love the movie, so
yeah, it's
I can only imagine.
Total classic. A couple other ones here, guys. We got Material, number one, coming from Image Comics. Alish Cott, Will Tempest. This is a story that takes a look at several different people, totally unrelated, and how they all merge into one particular event. We got a man that comes from Guantanamo Bay that his life has been changed. We have an actress that receives an offer that could possibly revive her career. A boy survives a riot and becomes a revolutionary. A philosopher is contacted and has his beliefs challenged. But the main key of this is to look all around you, because everything is material. So everything, it looks like all these different people and storylines will connect together into one cohesive one. This is kind of the stuff that Alish Cott does anyway. He's done several different titles for Marvel and Image stuff. So this is his take on this type of storyline. So be sure and check that out.
Next up from Image Comics is Sons of the
Devil.
Oh, excuse me. And this book is about an average guy who finds out that his family has some strong ties to a deadly cult. And it takes place over several decades, 3 decades to be exact. And it just explores the cult and its family and the dark side of human nature.
And I like the tagline. It's True Detective and Orphan Black meets Helter Skelter. What the world? But Brian Bucciolata, he's done tons of stuff. He's doing like the Detective Comics now. He's done tons of stuff for DC, the Flash, before, if I'm not mistaken. Done a ton of writing there. Check that out as
well.
Sounds
interesting.
Yeah. And the last one for me, because I'm really looking forward to this, is Surface Tension number one from Titan Comics. This basically is like, what if The Walking Dead met Princess Mononoke? It's one of the taglines they've used before. This takes a look at a future world where the corals of the earth have like drew out 99% of humanity into the sea and changed them or killed them. Has affected them into a major way. They're not zombies per se, but they are changed by the coral. And this takes a look at 2 particular people that come back from the sea from this.
And this isn't coral from The Walking Dead.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Like coral in the sea.
Coral reefs. Like
coral!
But a sci-fi series here by Jay Gunn, taking a look at some different type of changes to humanity. Maybe a little bit like a zombie, maybe not, but different. So we get to take a look at that this week as well. Nothing from the big, no standalone number ones from the big two. We do have several number ones we are going to talk to you about here in our storylines coming up. But those are the ones to check out for this week, guys. So moving on to storylines, Buzz, what have you got for us?
The end of Convergence. Convergence number 8. All the heroes of the DC Universe unite to face a crisis of infinite proportions. But when it's all done, there can be only one. But will even that survive the battle?
There we go.
It's Convergence. Everything was falling apart at the end of number 7, so.
Yeah. You kept up with it pretty good? I've kept up with some of them. I haven't got to read everything.
Deimos went down last issue now, and then everything started breaking apart. So.
Okay, very good. So there we go, and we'd see how it all crumbles from this point forward. This is the last week of Convergence stuff, guys. This is the last week of it. And then we got a whole new DC universe to explore starting next month. Tons of great stuff that will be hitting the shelf. A lot of new number ones. And, of course, several series continuing as well. Moving on, though, we're going to talk about all the Convergence titles that are hitting this week, the last issues of all that. These are all starring heroes from the Crisis on Infinite Earths era, and all of these issues are extra-sized issues to include sneak peeks as to what's coming up in the DC Universe. Starting off, we have Convergence Action Comics number 2. Will Superman and Power Girl meet their demise at the hands of the Red Sun Wonder Woman? So be sure and check that out. If you've been reading that, you'll want to finish that storyline.
Blue Beetle number 2, a battle you thought you'd never see. Blue Beetle, Captain Atom, and the Question versus an army of the Legionnaires.
Convergence Booster Gold number 2, Booster Gold's Time Masters, which seems kind of right considering how Booster Gold is. But it looks like that these Time Masters might have something that could put an end to the Convergence battles that are going on. So there we go. See what Booster Gold does there.
And Blue Beetle showed up on the last page of that issue.
Did he really?
So Booster's like,
what
the heck? All right. Crime Syndicate, number two. Yes. The Crime Syndicate from the past and the heroes from the farthest future of the DC 1 million. Y'all remember that? Clash on the Convergence battlefields.
We got Convergence, Detective Comics number two, Helena Wayne, Dick Grayson attempt to keep Bruce Wayne's memory intact as they come to blows with the powerful Superman Red Sun characters. So that's something I like the Red Sun universe and stuff, mm-hmm. So that's cool to me. What's next, bro?
Infinity Inc. number two. Jade, Obsidian, Nuclon, and the rest of the Infinity Inc. team try to prove that they deserve their place among the Earth 2 heroes as they fight the post-apocalyptic Jonah.
Yes! When I saw that, man, I was like, that is such a cool idea, man.
That is a crazy... Yeah,
and I love that idea of post-apocalyptic. I'm like, yes! I'm thinking Mad Max or something, you know? I'm thinking really something crazy like that.
No, just Josh Brolin.
That's all it is. Convergence, Justice Society of America, number two. The original Justice Society is powered up and ready to fight the weaponeers of Quard, but with youth and power comes the ultimate cost, so we will see how that affects them in that particular issue.
Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters, number two.
Ooh.
Plastic Man and the Freedom Fighters take the battle to the Earth X Nazis and the robot superheroes from Future's End.
Yes. Oh. Convergence number two, Shazam. We get to take a look at Fawcett City against the murky, gaslit world of Gotham City as Captain Marvel fights a Victorian-era Batman. And he tries to take down one of the mightiest mortals that are out there. So it's Gotham by Gaslight, Batman versus Captain Marvel. So there we go. There, I don't know. You can't underestimate any Batman ever. So there we go. I want to see how that wraps up.
World's Finest Comics number two. Cartoonist Scribbly Gibbet chronicles the battle of the reformed Seven Soldiers of Victory against the Quard invasion. In the most unusual story in all of Convergence.
There we go. And you know, I have to. This is the last week of all this. Like I said, next month we launch into all new stuff, a ton of new stuff from DC. I got to give them some props for this particular event because there was definitely a melding of some ideas that were really cool to me. Post-apocalyptic Jonah Hex. You know, these different people against these different eras and stuff. Some of them were really cool to me. So, way to go, DC. I hope you finished your move because now it's time to get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
We are moving on. Now we have tons of Secret Wars stuff to talk about. Tons of new number ones that are hitting the shelf. And let's just be honest with you. This is going to be the one that's going to be big for Marvel. And that is Old Man Logan number one. I'm really looking forward to this. I love the original series that was done by Mark Miller and Steve McNiven. This is Brian Michael Bendis and Andrea Sorrentino. I'm really looking forward to that. Huge Sorrentino fan because he did an awesome job on Green Arrow. And now Bendis has taken this. We get to take a look at the Wastelands. Everybody here, all the heroes have been killed by their arch nemeses. They're dead. But there's one guy that still remains, and that is Old Man Logan. In the midst of all this chaos, someone who is arguably the greatest mutant of all is still alive. And it is Old Man Logan exploring this world. And I am looking forward to seeing the story. Bendis, if you mess this up, I promise to God...
We will shave your head.
We will find you, sir. We will find you and tickle your belly. Moving on. What's next for you, bro?
Inferno number one. For you that aren't familiar with it, this was an X-Men story. And here's a little synopsis of it. 5 years ago, a band of demons rose up out of the fiery depths and turned Manhattan into hell on Earth. Doesn't sound much different than it is now. The X-Men fought to vanquish the demon hordes, and the X-Men
failed.
Welcome back to the Inferno. On the 5th anniversary of Manhattan's fall, Peter Rasputin is leading a small band of mutants back into the Inferno. Colossus doesn't know what they'll find on the other side of those flames, but he knows for certain they're not coming back without his sister.
There we go.
Colossus, not one to mess with.
No, I love Colossus. He's one of my favorite X-Men, so I'll be taking a look at that because I've always liked the dynamic and the relationship between he and his sister, Magic, so that's always been cool to me. Moving on, though, guys, Infinity Gauntlet number one. I like this. We're taking a look at Anwen Baikian, a new character that's being introduced here into a post-apocalyptic wasteland where everybody is scrounging for food. And in this wasteland, everybody is fighting for their lives against these giant bugs trying to eat them. Anwen's mother left years ago, never came back. So it's Anwen, her dad, her sister, and her grandpa against these insects until she finds a mysterious stone that may or may not hold incredible cosmic power. Could it be an Infinity Stone?
Don't touch it.
And honestly, this kind of sounds a little bit like an opposite story of the current Nova book. Like it's dealing with a girl, and whereas Nova, the dad left, This has a mother left. So it's kind of an opposite of that, but I'm still looking forward to it. I want to check that out as well. So also, another one I'm going to tell you about here real quick, Inhumans, Atalan Rising number 1. This is all set in Battle World. We get to take a look. In this issue, there is a rebellion going on in Battle World against God Doom. Medusa is tasked with finding out who the leader of this rebellion is, and the answer is going to shake her world because it is none other than her husband, Black Bolt. So we get to take a look at that and see how things get complicated for she and for Black Bolt here in Battle World.
Next up, MODOK Assassin.
In a world populated by the most fearsome thieves, murderers, and ne'er-do-wells, there is one who is a head above the rest. Enter MODOK, the mental organism designed only for killing. Killville's very own Merc with a maw is open for business. But his next job may be biting off more than he can chew.
I love it.
Ooh, sounds interesting. Secret Wars 2099 number 1 is also coming out this week. When everything ends, it's time to go back to the future, Marty. Revisit the world of 2099 and see it in a whole new light, as characters have never been seen before make their first appearances, including the Avengers 2099.
Very cool.
Can the idea of Earth's mightiest heroes survive in a world where mega corporations rule with an iron fist? And I believe Peter David's right in this one.
Yeah, too. Peter David and Will Sliney, the team from 2099, Spider-Man 2099. So nice. And I think Peter David was like did you ever read any of the A-Next books that were years ago? It had Mayday Parker in it. It had that blonde-haired Captain America girl. Some of those are coming over to this series, so I'm looking forward to that. It was from years ago. Next up, Secret Wars Journal number 1. This is the most continuity important book in all of Secret Wars. It is the Secret Wars Journal, and we can take a look at several different characters with this series. And in number 1, we take a look at Lady Kate of 1602. She is the Hawkeye Bandit who robs from the rich, gives to the poor. We can take a look at the enslaved mutants of Egyptia, and if they can overthrow Khonshu, which kind of took me by surprise there. I like that. That's the guy who gives Moon Knight his powers. And this is like the coolest, hippest book that you should be reading in regards to Secret Wars, because they're going to have extra details about everybody and the world itself within this, different stories and stuff to kind of put it all together for you.
Last up for our Secret Wars books, the return of Garth Ennis to Marvel Comics with Where Monsters Dwell number 1, but he's not coming alone. He's bringing his fellow The Boys collaborator Russ Braun with him.
Yes.
So fighter planes and dinosaurs collide in this raucous tale that starts with the classic Marvel character Phantom Eagle. I don't know who he is either. Don't feel bad. And digs much deeper.
There we go. I am kind of glad they're bringing out some of these type of older, like Golden Age or Silver Age characters in the Marvel Universe for this particular event. So that's really cool. And we've already got dinosaurs going on right now with Planet Hulk. With Steve Rogers as well.
Dinosaur.
Yes. Guys, tons of storylines. Like we mentioned before, it was going to be a lot. We tried to get through that as smoothly as possible. Moving on to some of our favorites that are hitting the shelf this week. What do you want to start off with, Buzz? What's the one thing you're most looking forward to coming out this next week?
I'm going to say Captain Midnight number 23. I am looking forward to a lot of the storyline stuff.
Exactly.
But, I mean, DC and Marvel literally have like nothing coming out normal book-wise these 2 weeks.
It's very little. Concerned. Yeah.
But Captain Midnight number 23, we're winding down. The series is almost over. And he's still dealing with the Archon's twisted plans. And this is a villain that even Captain Midnight may not be able to stop.
very good.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, one I'm really looking forward to, I don't know if you've gotten on the bandwagon yet, but Invisible Republic number 3 hits this week.
I don't know.
This has been a great series so far. I mean, we're only 3 issues in, but 1 and 2 have given you so much world and story and characterization. It is insane. It focuses on Arthur McBride along with his niece, Maya, as they try to make their way in this future post-apocalyptic world. It has flashback scenes of Arthur and Maya in the past. And in the current day, Arthur has risen to power, like a president, like a governor or whatever. But it details kind of the dirty path along the way that he had to take to get there. Nobody knows about but Maya, his niece. And so in this particular 3rd issue, we get to see that Arthur finds out that Maya has a secret that could affect both of them. And what is he going to do about it? The writing and the art reminds me of a Top Talent creator-owned book by like a Brubaker or Greg Rucka. I mean, this is like on par there with like what Brubaker is doing on Velvet and like what Rucka is doing on Lazarus for me. So if you're interested, if you like those type of books, you should really check out Invisible Republic by Gabriel Hardman and I believe the artist or other contributors, Aaron Becko. A great Image book you should be checking out. What's next for you, bro?
This next one we both read.
Yes.
Postal number 4.
Yes.
I'm going to share it with Chris here because, you know, it was one of his picks. But,
yeah,
I mean, the book is different from anything out there. And last issue, we found out more about Mark's dad and the girl that was found dead in the town and all that. And yeah, it turns out to be, spoiler alert, his sister.
Yes.
And but yeah, his dad is one of those dudes that you just can't kill, apparently.
Exactly.
He just won't stay dead.
And he's coming back with trying to come back here with this 4th issue. Guys, you should check it out. If your comic shop has it, wherever you find it online, do what you got to do. Check out this series because I'm really enjoying it.
And you got to see a lot of the behind-the-scenes dirtiness of the town, too. You know, coming together and getting rid of folks that they don't need and stuff like that.
So. Exactly. Their own brand of justice.
Oh, yeah.
Next up for me, all new Hawkeye number 3 hits this week. I'm enjoying this series. I love the current storyline that's going on with Kate Bishop and Clint Barton, and I love the flashback storyline that's going on with Clint and his brother Barney in the past. And we've gotten to the point now where they're joining the circus, and now they're being taught and trained by the Swordmaster. So we can take a look at this issue, what makes a hero and what breaks a hero. And I want to see how this affects both Hawkeye and Hawkeye, because they're still both going by Hawkeye. So great, great book. Jeff Lemire, Perez on the art, really digging it. You should check it out.
Last up for me, Judge Dredd.
Judge
Crowd Dredd. Control Conclusion. Chief Justice Cal, he was a major a-hole and d-bag and insert any other negative slang here.
Right.
But now he's not in his head anymore. It is Justice Judge Anderson in his head. Yeah. Because she was shot and she was kind of living in Dredd's head.
Okay.
And now she is in his head.
Okay.
Chief Cal. So she is controlling Chief Cal.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is, but Chief Cal has been sentenced to hard labor on the prison moon Titan. So, Dredd's torn between saving Anderson and upholding the law.
Ah, there we go. There's the crux, the struggle right there.
Yeah.
There we go. Guys, those are some of our favorites. There are still many more. Like Buzz mentioned earlier, he and I are both looking forward to several of the other things that are coming through the storylines. The new number ones that are hitting as well. But these are some of our favorites that are just hitting, that are, you know, into the series now that we love and we feel that you should check out if you haven't already because they're good stuff. And that's it, guys, for the main stuff. We're going to move on to our question of the week. And I do have a little bit of background to give to you concerning that. If you've been reading Superman or been keeping up with any of the news about Superman, the big thing that's been going on here recently is that he's developed a new power. He has this new super flare that he does, where he flares out and it causes like this nuclear bomb type of effect to go off where he is and leaves him drained and powerless for about 24 hours before his cells can recharge. But not only had they done that, we'd have a new storyline that's coming up that starts with, I believe, Superman number 41 that's called Truth. And this takes a look at a completely powerless and possibly non-Kryptonian Superman slash Clark Kent. Because in the preview that we saw of this particular storyline that's coming up, Superman tried to go to the Fortress of Solitude. And it will only let people in that are of Kryptonian descent. And this Fortress of Solitude did not even recognize him as Kryptonian, where he's completely, totally human. It even stripped him of his clothes, of his uniform, of the Kryptonian garb. So we are possibly looking at a completely powerless Superman with this next storyline that's coming up with the Truth storyline. And our question of the week is simply this. What are your thoughts on a powerless Superman? Because I don't know if or when they've done it before, but if they have, it's been a long time. I mean, it's been a long time. Maybe as far back as the death of Superman, because when he originally came back from being killed by Doomsday, there was a period of time where he was powerless. But that's been a long time ago now. So what are your thoughts on a powerless Superman? Real quick, Buzz, what do you think?
I think, honestly, he's been looking for a reason to get rid of his powers so he can legitimately lose to Batman, you know, because Batman was going to whoop him anyway. Kryptonite, you know, or not, it just was going to happen. Now he can say, well, I'm just human. Batman's this, you know, millionaire ninja, you know, and I just,
Right.
He can't hang with that.
He can't hang with that, man.
He can't hang with it with superpowers, you know. Hang it up.
Just hang it up. Real quick, my thoughts on it. We do have recent changes where Lois Lane has outed Clark Kent as Superman. And the first thing that came to my mind was like, well, now if Clark Kent and Lois Lane were in a good relationship, this would be the time to be together and have a baby without all the concerns of the Kryptonian DNA and just the horror that it could cause from a superpower baby being in a human woman's womb. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. I think that any chance for a godlike, superpowered character like Superman to be able to relate more to humanity as we are is a good thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens here. I want to see how it affects him. And when he moves forward and gets his powers back, because we know inevitably that's going to happen, I want to see how it affects him and how he changes what he does as a superhero in light of that. So there we go, guys. What are your thoughts on the upcoming powerless Superman? So, guys,
if they do have a baby together now, they won't need Batman to come deliver it like he did in the...
In the Convergence. what was that, Convergence? No, it wasn't Action, it was Superman or something.
Yeah, Adventure was Superman versus Lois Lane or something.
And it was the Flashpoint Batman, I think, that was delivering the baby That was the doctor.
Dr. Wayne
there. So, awesome. That's it for this week, guys. Sorry to go a little bit longer than usual. We have so much to cover with these two storylines going on. That's wrapping up. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. And hey, if you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to us here on YouTube. The button's just right down below this video. Thanks for watching. We really appreciate it. Remember, we are Excalibur Comics, Cards, and Games in Shreveport and in Texarkana, Texas. You can always find out what's going on with us at our website, ExcaliburCCG.com. And that's it for this week, guys. So thanks for watching and listening. Anything else to add, sir?
No.
That's it. That's a wrap. Until next time, be safe, take care, read great comics, and we will see you in our next video.